How are you, everybody, and welcome to this live. I'm sitting here in beautiful Guanacaste, Costa Rica. I'm gonna share with you the view just so that you could see it. It's a beautiful day. Happy New Year to each and every single one of you. Florida, hello. The information that I'm going to share with you today is going to be challenging. And I want to let you know that up front, because it's also going to require courage on your part. And I say courage because the information that I'm going to share with you is going to be the truth. And unfortunately, we are living in a society that shows us the exact opposite of the truth. There are many thoughts, there are many beliefs, and yet there is only one truth. The purpose of this conversation today is to help you to slowly eradicate fear from your life. In particular, right now, 2020 and the beginning of 2021, if you look, there's a lot that you could supposedly be afraid of. We've got COVID, we've got a financial situation, we've got a vaccine that's coming here pretty soon. And you as a being are gonna have to make some choices here pretty soon about the direction that you want your life to go in regards to all of the fear that is being pushed on you. And so that's what this conversation is about. This conversation is about opening your eyes and helping you to see a different possibility and a different choice that you can make for your life. And yet it's going to take courage. It's going to take courage. So if you are with me, I'm going to spend the next couple of minutes with you, sharing some things with you. We're going to do a meditation right now. If you're with me and you have the courage to see a new paradigm, just type in the word courage right now. Just type in the word courage. Okay. And if you want to invite your friends, go ahead and share this video because I feel that it's going to free you of fear, any fear that you have in your life, or it will at least begin the healing process of freeing you from fear. Beautiful, 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 fantastic, beautiful. All right. What I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes right now, okay? I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to picture yourself right now in this meditation as if you are on the moon, okay? And as you're on the moon, I want you to look down to planet Earth. Close your eyes wherever you are. And I want you to slowly start coming down and approaching and getting closer to planet Earth. And when you look at planet Earth, I want you to take a deep breath in right now. Before you enter, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. I want you to hold it for 3 seconds. And then I want you to release it through your mouth. And hold it when you're completely released for 3 seconds. Keep your eyes closed. Inhale for 3 seconds. And on this inhale, I want you to hold it, and I want you to squeeze everything in your body. Squeeze your hands, squeeze your face, squeeze your chest, squeeze your private parts, squeeze everything. Then I want you to go ahead and release that breath through your mouth. One more time, take a deep breath in. Hold it all the way at the top. And exhale. And on this exhale, make it an audible sound. Now we're going to go ahead and enter Earth. And as we're entering Earth, I want you to see all the continents, right? See all the countries, see all the cities, and pick the city that you live in and start slowly coming back to Earth, slowly coming back to Earth. And as you're coming back to Earth, I want you to just hover in your mind right over your city. And the first thing I want you to notice is all the buildings and all the houses. I want you to notice all the roads. I want you to notice all the streetlights. And as you're coming back down to Earth and you're hovering right above all those buildings, I want you to visualize right now all of the buildings gone. If you're just joining us, close your eyes. Visualize all the buildings are gone. Now as you get a little bit closer, I want you to visualize all the streetlights. It's daytime right now. Visualize all the streetlights are gone. And as you get a little closer, I want you to see all of the cars, all of the cars, all the craziness, all the cars driving around. Maybe there's taxis in your city. Maybe there's buses in your city. And I want you to visualize there's no more buildings. There's no more streetlights. And now all of a sudden, just like that, all the cars are gone. All the buses are gone. All the vehicles are gone. Since there's no more vehicles, all the humans are just walking around. And they're saying hi to each other. There's no homes. There's no anything. So all the humans are forced to speak to each other. Go ahead and start seeing them. Start seeing your family. Start seeing your loved ones. Start seeing your coworkers. Start seeing everybody that you deeply care about. And now I want you to visualize that all the roads are gone. Just like that. All the roads are gone. All the roads are gone. Now there's no roads. There's no buildings. There's no cars. There's no electricity. There's only nature. That's all you see is beautiful Mother Nature. And all your family and friends. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Hold it at the very top, hold it at the very top, and exhale. And now I want you to visualize that all your family, all your friends, everybody you care about, they're gone. They're not in a bad place. They're just not there with you. They're just not there with you. And there's just you. There's just you. No buildings. No streetlights. No cars. No buses. No roads. There's just you. I want you to take another deep breath in through your nose, please. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Stay with me, we're almost done. Take a deep breath in through your nose. I want you to hold it. Hold it for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Don't let go of that breath. This is a big one. This is a big one. And I want you to exhale it and give it an audible ah. Give it an audible ah. And just start breathing normal right now. And I want you to realize that in this meditation, there's just you. But there's one more thing that has to be let go of. See, there's just you in Mother Nature. But you've got your shoes. You've got your socks. Maybe you're a business person. Maybe you wear a suit. Maybe you have a tie. Maybe there's a purse you love. Maybe there's a watch. I want you to visualize all of that gone. and you're naked. I know that makes you uncomfortable. Sit with me. We're almost done. But just see yourself right there, naked, in Mother Nature, with Mother Earth, in your rawest form, as you came here and as you arrived. You're now seeing yourself and visualizing yourself as a little baby, a little boy, or a little girl. And now I want you to go a step further. Stay with me. I know it's tough. Stay with me. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Don't worry. We're going to open our eyes here in just a second. I want you to go a step further. And I want you to go inside of yourself, into your heart. Into your heart. And your mind. I want you to tell your mind to calm down right now. It might be experiencing panic. It might be experiencing fear. Tell your mind to calm down. Remember, the mind is a terrible master, but a wonderful servant. I want you to connect to your heart right now and realize that that is who you are. Outside of all the distraction, outside of all the noise, outside of all the fear, when you connect to your heart, fear cannot exist. Now, the same way we came in is the same way we're going to go back out. Okay? But remember, now you're starting at ground zero. Now it's just you and you. Now it's just you and your heart. There's no more fancy watch that you want. There's no more beautiful car you've been saving for. There's no more people to influence your thoughts. There's nothing. There's no more TVs to tell you what to think. As a matter of fact, without the TVs, would you even know about COVID? Would you even know about the vaccination? Wouldn't most of your anxiety and fear instantly go away? See, in the heart, there is only peace and there is only love. But now we're going to go right back out the same way we came in. Bear with me here for a second. And the first layer outside of the heart is the body. Open your eyes right now. Open your eyes right now. How do you feel? Share with me right now. How do you feel? Just type a word. How do you feel? Now you're back. It's you. You're in Mother Nature. You're by yourself. Your eyes are open. There's no clothes. There's no TVs. There's no buildings. There's no cars. There's no roads. There's no nothing. There's just you. No one to influence you. No one to tell you what to be afraid of. No one to tell you anything. Okay, good. Peaceful. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So now from that place, here's what I want you to understand. What I want you to understand is that when it comes to COVID, when it comes to vaccinations, when it comes to any of this stuff, in your truest nature, in your heart, please listen to me, you have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to be afraid of. Because the body can defend itself against anything if you empower it to. If you allow it to. You see, the reality is that darkness, the matrix, and society has programmed to live through fear. And that fear has us eating, consuming, focused on, thinking about things that quite frankly don't matter. We eat foods with pesticides. We eat animals which cause inflammation. We drink alcohol, which some of you are feeling right now on New Year's Day, the effects of that decision. And we do all of this, because at some point in time, the system we lived in told us we needed it. And if you go back to the very beginning, You don't need anything. There's just you and Mother Nature. And so the way that you eliminate fear in your life is, first and foremost, step number one, to remember who you are. First and foremost, you gotta remember who you are. And you gotta connect with who you are on a daily basis. If you do not connect with who you are, then you do not know who you are. You do not know what's important to you. You do not know what you believe. You do not know what you are here on this planet for. And when you don't know, anyone can tell you who you are. Anyone can tell you what you need. Anyone can tell you how to be happy. Anyone can tell you what to be afraid of. Anyone can tell you what to eat. Anyone can tell you what to wear. Anyone can tell you what to drive. Anyone can tell you where to work. Anyone can tell you anything. Because you don't know. Because you don't know. Because you've never taken the time. Because on a daily basis, you don't sit with yourself to remind yourself who you are. I'm going to say something that for many of you guys is going to be completely against what you believe. Even at the deepest core of fear, the fear of death, there's nothing to be afraid of. Because no one dies, we just transition. We just transition. Step number one, you know who you are. Step number two, specifically when it comes to COVID, please listen to me. When you know who you are, you start making decisions that empower that being. Are you healthy? Are you vibrant? Are you powerful? Does your body have the defense mechanism to be able to protect itself against any disease? Because if it does, it does so because you chose it to. Because you love yourself. Because you know who you are. Because at the depths of your soul, you know what you're here for. You know what power you have. And as a result of that, personal responsibility starts playing a factor in your life. So you start looking for and researching and identifying with foods and disciplines that will cause your body to lower the inflammation. You start to heal your emotions. You start to go way back in to where we were just a couple of minutes ago, and you start to identify, where in my life did something affect my heart in a way that would cause trauma? And you go in to heal it. Because you have the power to do that. The only reason you wouldn't is because of fear. And when you go right back to the very beginning, when you were a little baby, fear doesn't exist. See, my friends, first you decide who you are. Second, you decide what you consume, what goes in your body. You decide how much you love yourself. Third, you start to build daily habits and daily standards. You start to meditate every day. Every day without fail. Hey, Danny, but what happens when I mess up? Eventually, you get to a place where you don't even understand what messing up means, because there is no messing up. There is no being let down. There's just you. There's you and you. All of it is a construct of the Matrix. To keep you afraid, to keep you from finding yourself, and to keep you broke. Once you've established those daily habits, like meditating on a daily basis, exercising on a daily basis, eating the right foods, no longer drinking alcohol. I'm sitting here today, I can honestly tell you that 3 years ago, my life was completely different. I needed alcohol. I needed it. I craved it. I had the best bar with the most expensive bottles of tequila you can imagine, because that made me feel powerful. It made me feel important. It made me feel impressive. I wanted people to come to my house to look at my tequila collection. And then I would drink it and drink it and drink it to numb all the pain that was inside of me that I didn't even realize was there. My journey in this lifetime was a journey of discovering myself, discovering my true heart, and helping others to discover it as well. You discover yourself, you can't poison yourself. You can't poison yourself with food. You can't poison yourself with alcohol. You can't poison yourself with drugs. Because we use anything on the outside, food, alcohol, drugs, watches, purses, cars, anything on the outside to help fulfill something that is missing on the inside. When you find yourself and you find your true power, you only feed yourself the highest quality foods. You only drink the purest beverages, water. Water and tea. That's it. That's it. Your body is clean. It's a temple. And when you get to that state, you tell me. Answer me right now. I want you to give me the rawest truth. If you're in that state and you're that pure and you love yourself that much, do you have anything to be worried about when it comes to COVID? Yes or no? Give me the answer. Give me the answer. The answer is no. The answer is no. Let's take it a step further. Let's take it a step further. If you don't have to fear COVID, do you need a vaccination? I'll let you sit with that. I'll let you sit with that. 2021 is a year where you could absolutely change your life forever. Forever. But it's going to take courage. It's going to take you having the courage to go in your heart. It's going to take courage for you wanting to heal yourself. It's gonna take letting go. You might be watching this right now and you say, Danny, I don't even know how to stop overeating. I don't even know how to no longer drink alcohol. I don't even know how to no longer be addicted to materialism. Or I don't even know how to not be a workaholic. I don't even know how to not be addicted to sex. I don't even know how to be addicted. Here's the answer. Who do you have to forgive? Who do you have to forgive? Who took advantage of that heart? Who took advantage of that pure heart? Who hurt you? How about you start with this? How about you start with forgiving yourself? And loving yourself. How about you next go to the person that hurt you? Maybe it was your father. Maybe it was your mother. How about you realize that when you remove all of the confusion and you go back to your source of who you are, the heart, the soul, how about you realize that your soul picked your mother and father to bring you into this planet? And you realize and you open your eyes, not from fear and pain, but you open your eyes from love. And you realize that no matter what they did, you realize that it made you who you are today. It made you who you are today. It gave you this beautiful life. And that, you can't ever put a price tag on. That, you can't ever forgive. That, you can never be angry with. Because without them, you simply wouldn't exist. It's time for you to heal. It's time for you to go in your heart. It's time for you to love yourself so much that you're watchful over the foods that you eat, that you eat. You're careful with the information that your eyes gaze on. You're careful with the information that you listen to. You're careful with the beverages that you drink. You're careful with where your focus and your energy is. It's time that you love yourself so much that you go back to the foundation of who you are and you realize that there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of when you know who you are and what you're here to do. I thank you for allowing me this time with you. Thank you for allowing me to express truth. I know that it took a lot of courage to hear this message. And I'm going to ask you to help heal this earth by sharing this or tagging a friend who you deeply care about. Take it from someone who was broke, miserable, afraid. Take it from someone who is in a bad place in life. Yeah. Life is beautiful. And it's time to heal. Take care, everybody. Happy New Year's. I appreciate your support. I'm so excited about this year ahead and the events that we're going to have and everything that we're going to do, not even to help you on your journey, simply to help you to reconnect with yourself. Take care. Sending you love. Bye-bye.